Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY 2023 post-results conference call of Nitin Spinners Limited, hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vivian. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I welcome you all to Quarter 2 FY 2023 conference call of Nitin Spinners Limited. We are pleased to host the top management of the company. Today, we have with us Mr. Dinesh Nulkha, Promoter and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. P. Maheshwari, CFO of the company. We will start the call with initial commentaries on results, and then we will open the floor for question and answers. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Nulkha, Managing Director of the company. Over to you, Dinesh, sir.
Thank you, Smith and Avnishji, for hosting this call. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants to the investor call post our second quarter FY 2023 results. I extend greetings to all of you for festive season and the new year ahead. I have with me Mr. P. Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer of Nitin Spinners. I hope all of you must have had a chance to look at our investor presentation that is uploaded on company's website as well as stock exchanges. Let me begin with the industry and business scenario. India as well as globally, textile business environment during the second quarter was relatively weak. The indicators for order intake, order backlog, and capacity utilization rates fell globally, and particularly the cotton textile sector in India has witnessed unprecedented situation in terms of heavy fluctuations in cotton prices in international and domestic markets, shortage of cotton in domestic markets, and the demand disruption due to high volatility. The quarter under review was also impacted by lower demand of yarn due to anticipated lower cotton prices in the coming season and the disturbances in the European markets and recessionary conditions in U.S. markets. Lower exports led to pressure of selling in domestic markets, which led to margin pressures as well. Due to lower demand and margin mismatch, resulted in higher prices of physical cotton and lower yarn prices. Spinning mills had to resort to production cuts to avoid heavy losses and pile up of inventory. However, the commencement of the new cotton season was a positive sign and expectation of a good crop as the availability of cotton has improved and also prices are correcting to reasonable levels. For the long term and the medium term, Indian cotton yarn industry will continue to benefit from the various effects of the U.S. ban on exports from the Xinjiang region in China and supply chain de-risking by the global customers. In addition to that, Government of India's efforts on the various treaties, FTA agreements, PLI and Mega Textile Park schemes, we believe that Indian textiles long-term growth prospects remain still quite positive. Now coming to company's performance during the quarter. The quarter under review was a difficult quarter for the company in view of higher cotton prices, lower demand and lower realization, leading to steep reduction in the margin. I would like to highlight what we have done during this quarter. First, we preferred to avoid the procurement of very expensive cotton. Secondly, we have cut the production of low margin or negative margin products, and we strategically shifted some of our plants to blended segment. The company also did not attempt for forced selling to customers and increased the share in the value-added segment and penetrated more into domestic markets. Further, the finished fabric division continued to run on optimum capacity, which help us to manage the situation in a reasonable manner. As far as the current quarter situation is there, we have seen that the new cotton crop has come in, and we are expecting that this year cotton crop will be higher by about 15% than the last year, maybe back to the normal levels of 2019 and 2020. Prices have started to start moving lower, and disparity between international and cotton prices and domestic cotton prices are also gradually reducing. Global demand, of course, remains a concern, but domestic demand is very robust. Capacity utilization levels are being increased gradually by us from this month, and we expect the same to come back to the normal levels by January 23. On the CAPEX front, we are on track with the execution of the same and expect to commence the projects within the timeline originally envisaged. And we are determined to have a sharp focus on our business and deliver superior quality numbers going forward. Now I would like to open the question and answer forum for you to start the
question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abhijit Anand from MK Global. Kindly proceed.
Yes, sir. First, I wanted to know what has been our average yarn and cotton price during the quarter?
The average yarn price was 373 rupees, and average cotton price was about 263 rupees.
And in terms of the capex, you did mention, but when can we expect some of the capacities are coming this year? And from point of view of the spindles, if you can slightly, you know, give some more details, when are they expected in a phased manner?
In this financial year, we are expecting to start up our weaving and knitting capacities. Weaving and knitting capacities will be ramped up within this year, and spinning capacity will come in first quarter of the next financial year, that is up to June, half of the capacity, and another half is going to come in the second half. That is by 30th September, they are expecting to complete everything.
And if you can also, you know, stress upon, you as we see that the exports, obviously the export numbers are significantly down. The main reason would be because of the disparity in international and our prices, right?
Yes. Yes.
So with the recent correction in the domestic market in terms of cotton prices, have you seen in this 3Q that betterment in the exports?
Yes, definitely. The cotton, I mean, as soon as the prices have returning to normalcy, we are seeing an uptick in the exports already. We are receiving good orders with the reduced level of prices.
Okay. And if I say 1H, if you can highlight, you know, what are our top 5 exports, country, if you can highlight that, and a broader percentage as well?
Basically, if you see, as a number one export is at the moment, is during last year was Bangladesh. Bangladesh used to be the number one country, and the quantity was in the range of about 20% plus. That was the ratio which was there. And then we are exporting to Europe. Europe as a European Union as a destination was also more than 24-25% of our total quantity. So still that is still there. And then to smaller destinations is, of course, China used to be one of the large the destination where we used to export, but that is substantially down because of the COVID issues in China. So that has come down from about 10-11% to about 2-3%. And rest is smaller percentages in, of course, in US we have about 10%. We are doing about in North America about 10%, and in Latin America another 10%.
So I mean, EU is for all practical reasons, it looks to be more impacted than US, right?
Yes.
So you know our exports weakness. Well, it has been all India phenomena. But is it fair to understand because we have a high exposure to EU and even Bangladesh has a very high exposure to EU, I guess. That is one of the reasons why our exports have been more down. If it was more of US, it would have been lower. I mean, just an understanding from you.
No, it would have not made much of a difference. Basically, Europe as well as US both are down. But of course, for different reasons. The Europe is down because of their share of problems due to the current Ukraine-Russia situation. Secondly, the very steep appreciation of, the steep depreciation of the currency. Euro from euro dollar from 1.1516 levels to below 1, which caused a lot of inflation in their own economy. So that is, these were the one of the reasons. And in US, of course, the problem is that there is a severe psychosis amongst the most of the retailers as well as consumers that we are going to get into recession. So we need to reduce our inventories. So they are the basic intention is to bring down the inventory levels, not the consumption. Here there is a issue on the cost side because of the cost there is a problem. So both the major consuming block of nations is having problems.
Okay, last one from me. Yeah, I mean, can you just highlight? You touched upon the retailers, and the inventory. From last 6 months, has these inventory levels come down, or you say stagnant? That will determine the next few quarters for us.
For the retailers or for us?
I'm saying from retailers. People keep talking that retailers in US and EU have had a higher inventory. So I'm just trying to understand the last 6 months. Has this come down or is stagnant or how is it? If you can throw some light.
It is coming down. Definitely it is coming down. Actually, when in 2021, when the market, there was a very good demand, all the retailers ordered pretty well. And then we had some logistics issues. Shipments did not happen. Goods did not reach them. So all of those goods reached there somewhere in the middle of, let's say, around March to June period. And then they were saddled with a lot of inventory. So they started buying less. And now that is coming down. And they are expecting that after this festive season, they will be much lower than the normal levels as well.
Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Muthu Kumar from Fidelity Ventures. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, Dinesh sir. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Muthu Kumar from Tirupur. I have three questions, sir. First one is regarding that anti-China and China 1+ strategy. How it will impact your business and what are the strategies you are drawn to handle this, sir?
Mm-hmm.
And how many percentage of sales you are expecting growth from this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And second question, any idea about domestic demand that is you are planning to execute, that is in spinning or knitting and weaving, both the three of these? That means, could you please give a early call on domestic
yes.
Domestic supply, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
And third question is, any idea to diversify your business apart from spinning, knitting and weaving? And the last one is, earnings outlook for next 3 to 5 years. That's all, sir. Thank you.
First of all, I'll answer your question number 3, which is for diversification. At the moment, no. We are into textiles, having spinning, knitting and weaving, and we will continue to remain in this at this point of time. So that is first.
Okay.
Regarding your question number 4, still, since we have I'll not be able to elaborate because it will be pretty long to elaborate on our 3 to 5 year plans. But of course, we have been, I would like to tell you that we have been growing at a consistent pace. And if you see our last even 10 to 15 years, we have been continued to grow with a very good CAGR of 18 to 19%, and will continue to do that. Of course, at this point of time, in textiles only. So that is to answer to your question number 4. Now, coming to your question number 2, which is about the domestic demand. The domestic demand is pretty good, especially in the weaving segment. The weaving segment has seen very good demand because as and as the more and more economy opened, and there was good demand for formal wear as well as the dress materials like school dresses, institutional sales. So this was doing very well. Of course, there was some slack demand in the home textile as well as in the knit segment. But still, if you see from the 2019 levels, it was very good. And you can also see that retail sales in India for the textiles and apparel have increased by about 28% over 2019 levels. So demand in domestic market is very good, and they are also seeing that. And due to which all the domestic folk facing businesses are doing very well. We have also seen that our fabric business, which is more towards domestic market, is doing very well. In the yarn business, as you all know, our prime focus was in exports, and we used to export 65% of our yarn products, and 35% used to go in domestic market. So now we are trying to shift this basis to have more focus on domestic market. In last quarter itself, we have done 52% of our sales in domestic market, and we'll continue to endeavor to see that we'll do at least 50-50 of our sales. We'll do 50% domestic and 50% in the export market. And as far as other segments of the business like knits plus other things are happening, they are doing reasonably well, barring some few pockets which were having some problems due to the very steep increase in the raw material prices. And now, to your first question about the international market. Yeah. Can you repeat that first question so that I can answer you point by point?
The anti-China sentiment, how you would see, and China plus one strategy. Both are same. What are the perspective you are seeing regarding this? What are the favorable factors you are getting regarding our anti-China sentiment?
First of all, we are definitely seeing that China plus one strategy working for most of the end customers because of the negative sentiment for China and the ban by the US on the Xinjiang products. Most of the retailers as well as the brands want to have other sources from where they can buy these goods. So in the present context, India being one country where we have all the resources, raw material resources, skilled manpower, plus the capabilities to ramp up the production. So definitely that is working in the favor of our country. And in this context, we have to increase the capabilities of production. Of course, quality-wise, India is very well suited, but we need to improve upon the cost structure of our country, and wherein they have to improve about logistics cost as well as also improve to try to see that our turnaround times are better. So definitely Government of India, as you see, is working on that part. They have introduced a PLI. Second PLI is also on the anvil, where they are going to further liberalize on that part. Thirdly, logistics Gati Shakti has been introduced, which may reduce our costs. So this is something which the government is already doing to improve upon the cost side. As far as our company is concerned, what we are trying to do is we are trying to capitalize on this. We are trying to focus on various end customers directly. Since we are also into the fabric business, have connect with the international buyers directly. We are trying to see that to have more and more nominations on our site, where most of the yarns as well as fabric is procured by them from India rather than from China. So this is something which we are working and we are seeing good results. Of course, this kind of efforts take some more time because these kind of businesses do not fructify in a short period of time. But yes, we are seeing a positive movement in that particular manner. And to encash all this, we are expanding our capacity also. We are increasing our spinning capacity. We are also increasing our product ranges. We are also increasing various, as a country, we are weak in the blended yarn segment. So that is that also we are trying to improve upon it. We are trying to add the capacity on that side. So as a whole, we will try to improve the product mix as well as the quantity so that we can cater to the leading customers all around the world.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Falguni Dutta from Jet Age Securities. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So what is our cotton yarn spread as we speak?
As we speak, today the cotton yarn spread is in the range of about 85 to 90 rupees, around 85 level.
85 to 90 cents?
Rupees.
Rupees per kg?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I just missed your average yarn price and cotton price for the quarter. So could you just tell that number?
Average yarn price was 307. This 85 rupees is for particular count which we are talking about. Normally, the spread is for particular count. So you need to...
Which would that be?
30s.
30s, okay.
Yeah. Our average realization was about 373 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And the average cost was 263 rupees.
Okay. And sir, one more question, which is like, at this cotton yarn spread, are we breaking even or are we making money at 85-90?
Of course, means making money is a different, for different notions, means definitely it is breaking even, no doubt about it. And okay. Yeah, but not yet reached the normal margin levels.
And what would be the normal, let's say for this 30s, the number you gave for of 85-90, what would be the normal number for that? I mean, normal spread. Hello?
Sir, kindly proceed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what would be the yarn price for this 30s count?
Yarn price is in the range of about 280 rupees a kg.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirti Jain from Canva HSBC. Kindly proceed.
Thanks for the question. Sir, my first question is with regard to the expected utilization improvement. How is the utilization you expect to shape up over next 2 quarters? Can you guide it, sir?
Yeah. First of all, during this last quarter, our spinning utilization was in the range of about 66-67% to 70%. Now, in this coming quarter, we are expecting to ramp. Means we started increasing our production capacity from 1st of November itself. So, we should be about in the range of 85% levels. And in the next quarter, we expect to reach back to 95% levels, normal levels. As far as our weaving capacity is concerned, we are already clocking 90% plus and will continue to do so.
Sure, sir. Sir, when we say we are utilized 65%, but on the sales level, the utilization could have been lower, right, sir, in terms of the volumes sold, because we see that in sales volumes have been little lower than the production volumes.
Yes, definitely. It was about not major difference. There could be about 3-4% less.
Sure, sir. So, is the sales volume also trajectory picking up, sir?
Yes, sales volume trajectory is also picking up.
Sure, sir. So, then the normalization of profit, like we used to guide for 18 to 20% on a normal profit, we strive to achieve. So, when can we achieve that, sir?
We would wish to achieve it as early as possible. Normally, we guide for 16 to 20% with our product mixes. And we expect that in the March quarter, we should be very near to this.
Sure, sir. Sir, with regard to the newer fabric capacity, when we expect to achieve full utilization and what is the expected value addition we can do?
Basically, value addition in terms of the value addition is
a lot of value of the fabric output which you would be giving out.
We are expecting full utilization to reach for the increased capacity also from first quarter of financial year 24. So, FY24, we are expecting it to be on stream. So, that will be there. And value addition, we are achieving, I will not be able to put the numbers to this. So, I was not able to understand exactly what you want to know.
The turnover in fabric, how much fabric turnover will increase, sir?
Last quarter, I think we did about 116 crores, which is about, annualized, if it comes to around 450 crores, we're expecting it to increase to more than 600 crores going forward once our capex is completed.
Yeah, sure, sir. Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kalyanpur from East India Securities. Kindly proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'd like to know, out of the borrowing of 374 crore as of 30th September, how much of it pertains to the expansion project?
It is only 20 crores.
20 crores. Okay. What is the reason for the drop in interest cost on a quarterly basis as well as interest? Other than the repayment of the loan, is there any drop in interest rate or anything like that?
First of all, utilization has come down and the working capital utilization has been substantially reduced. You can see that there has been a substantial reduction in the working capital utilization. This used to be around 280 crores. It has come down to averaging was about 140, 150 crores during the last particular quarter. So that has brought down the interest cost. Secondly, some interest reduction is also there. We also got some better rates from the banks. So that is also, but that is not very substantial. The major issue is the lesser utilization.
Okay. So my other question is, there is deferred tax credit of 8.4 crore, which was there this quarter as well as in the last quarter. So what does it pertain to and for how many more quarters is it expected to be?
Maheshwiji, can you please highlight on this?
Hello. The deferred tax credit is the rate, effect of rate. Last year, we were providing at 35% tax rate. So, deferred tax liability has been created at 35%. This year, we have came into 25% regime. So, the deferred tax liability as at 31st March 22 has been recalculated at 25%. So, the average impact of about 33 crores is there, which will be in this year. So, in this year, it will be completed. So, about 16 crores we have taken and 16 crore further will be in the next two quarters.
Oh. Okay, fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Kindly proceed.
Hello. Your utilization rates are likely to improve going forward and even spreads are better than Q2 levels. So, can we expect that this numbers that you have reported are kind of worst and from next quarter there should be improvement in profitability going forward?
First of all, from our point of view, worst is not yet over because until unless you utilize the capacity fully, that is one part. So we have to utilize the capacity fully, then only we'll be able to know exactly how we land up. So, of course, I'm very hopeful from Q4 because we see post from next year, we see very good demand. Also getting inquiries where we see that a lot of demand is coming from next calendar year. So from that perspective, I'm quite confident on Q4 level. From Q3, in comparison to Q2, I will not be able to comment as of now.
Okay, understood. And sir, are there any write-offs possible due to any high-cost inventory in terms of finished goods or raw material that you are taking in Q3, or that is all behind?
At least on
prices have come down.
Yeah, because already Q2, for Q2, means we have already, we were not having any raw materials. So we are not going to have any write-off on the raw materials as such, because we are not carrying the inventories. That's why we had to stop our mills. So that is not there definitely. Of course, on the finished goods side, there are certain normal, there are inventories. We have elevated inventories in the finished goods level also. So if the prices comes down too sharply, already we are at the level of at the end of September, what was the prices? We already recalibrated our inventory level, our pricing to that particular level. But still, if there is a sharp downturn in the prices from here also, and we see a lot of drop in the cotton prices as well as yarn prices going forward, then definitely we'll have to bring it down. So that to that extent, there is a risk, but that is not a substantial in terms of the total top line as well as the total revenue of the company.
Okay, that is helpful. Sir, what is the status of CAPEX, and are we on schedule to commission the spinning plant by September next year and weaving and knitting by fourth quarter?
Yes, of course. We are very well on schedule. Already spinning and knitting, weaving and knitting will be done within this financial year itself, and spinning by 30th of September next year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vikram Vila Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Kindly proceed.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. One thing I just wanted to know about knitting division performance, where volumes were substantially down. So how do we see traction in that business and profitability in that business?
That is still one of the major concerns at this point of time. But we are able to ramp up our industry as well as the definitely weaving was already running at good capacity level. So, but knitting is still not picking up to the level expected. We're not seeing very good demand in that particular segment. As we are doing only great fabric, this is also hindering us from selling it to the leading companies. So this is definitely a cause of concern for us. And we are not also seeing too much traction on this side. So, but this is in the overall value addition or overall EBITDA margin, the percentage is low on this. So, it may not change the margin substantially, but yes, it has still it is a cause of concern for us.
Right, because relatively weaving has done quite well. So, I was just wondering, is there any specific reason for the knitting not doing well?
Knitting
continue for much longer time, as per your expectation.
Actually, the knitwear did very well in the year 21. If you see post COVID from September, October 20 till the end of 21, this was doing very well. We have seen very good times in knitting business, and the volumes were extraordinarily high, and the utilization level was also very good. At that point of time, the formal wear in the weaving business was taking a hit. Now it is just opposite of that. At the moment, weaving and the formal wear are doing well, and new business has the impact. Some, of course, inner wear in domestic facing company is still doing well because of the domestic demand. But export, from the export perspective, the demand is pretty low on this side. this may this lot of it depends on how the major one of the major markets for this is the US and EU for this product, and we have to look into how these markets shape up going forward. So definitely still cannot comment how it is going to shape up. We expect as the things settle down in both Europe and US, this utilization could substantially improve.
Okay. In this business, do we directly do export or do we sell it to the domestic garmenter and then they export it?
So we do direct exports. A lot of is being exported directly there to various countries all around the world. There it is being basically taken care. The finishing and garmenting is done on in those countries. The likes of Bangladesh, likes of Sri Lanka, also in the Honduras, Korea, all these countries are buying all these kind of products. The demand is pretty down.
Understood. And what would be our share of captive use of yarn?
It is about 25% at the moment. In the last quarter, it was about 22%. Normally, it is about 25%.
And how is the, because you also mentioned about flexibility and having more spindles for the blended yarn. So, to what extent we were able to do that compared to normal range for our production of a blended yarn?
We shifted about 12% of our capacity. We normally have about 12-13% of our capacity on blended yarns, and then so we were running nearly 25% of our capacity on the blended yarns, and we also had to we produce different kind of blended yarns with different mixes. So, and it was taken up pretty well in the domestic market. It was primarily for domestic market.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Varicha from Joinder Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Sir, I have only one question there. Most of my questions have been answered. So, just wanted to understand, you mentioned inventory, we won't see any inventory loss going forward as far as the prices don't come out very sharply. So, just wanted to understand what kind of inventory days we are having currently, like how many days we hold inventory for raw material or finished?
Like raw materials, as I told you, that since we did not buy too much of raw materials at the end of last season, so we had very, very low base of raw materials, so there was an issue. For finished goods, normally, normal kind of inventory for us is about 10 to 12 days, that is normal. However, we were carrying about at the end of the September end, we were carrying about 20 to 24 days inventory was there. So that is the only difference.
Okay, so we currently don't have any high cost raw material or finished goods inventory, right?
Raw material, we don't know, but finished goods, unless if the prices, let's say, the prices were about in the range of about 70,000 rupees a candy when the cotton season started. And if we see, and today it is about in the range of 65,000-66,000. So there is no major change in the raw material prices from the beginning of the season to now. But if suddenly the prices come down to, let's say, 52,000 or 53,000, which is about another 15-20%, then definitely whatever inventory is there in the process, in the raw materials or finished goods, will definitely have an hit on it.
Okay. And sir, just one data point. You mentioned cotton yarn spread is 85 to 90 rupees per kg in Q2. So what was it in Q1?
No, it is now. I mean, basically, it is now the differential was asked for at the moment.
Okay. What was it in Q2 and Q1? I just wanted the kind of cost.
Yeah, I mean, right would be to discuss about Q1, because Q2 was such a volatile quarter where sometimes even the raw cotton prices were equal to the yarn prices, because the Indian cotton prices were too high. So that would not be the right thing to discuss. Yes, in Q1, it was around levels of 100 rupees a kg. And before that, it was about 120 to 125 rupees a kg.
Okay. 125. Thank you so much. If I have a question, I will come back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Madresha from Augmented Research. Can you proceed?
Yes, sir. And thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as we are undergoing a capex of around 900 odd crores, so can you please highlight like what would be the peak level of debt we are anticipating post the commissioning of the spinning capacity?
Post the capacity expansion, the total debt, including working capital, would be in the range of about 1,300 to 1,400 crores.
And sir, could you please highlight like what would be the cost of this additional debt we would be taking?
In the cost of additional debt, actually, the long-term debt, which is around 650 crores, which we are taking. So most of the debt which is going to be added is going to be the long-term debt and very small short-term debt. So long-term debt is at the rate of about around 7.5 to 8%, but that is with since we are having some investment subsidies allowed to us, so the average cost of the same would be around 3.5%.
Okay, sir. Thanks. That's all from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet Age Securities. Can we proceed?
Yeah. Sir, just one request. Is it possible for you to share some websites from where we can track yarn prices or any other source from where we can track it?
Practically, it is very difficult to track this kind of prices because the information source has to be very reliable. And what means different companies have different policies, different markets. But at this point of time, there are many, I think, daily editions of many newspapers which is coming in. Various textile newspapers are there, but some of them are not at all reliable.
And no website where we can directionally get a sense also?
Directionally, you can get a sense. I'm not able to get the name, but if anything comes to, we'll let you know definitely.
Sir, and one more question on this the yarn price that you mentioned, 373 for a kg for Q2. So that is relating to what count?
That is average count, and I will have to just exactly. I'm not, the data is not available with me, but because we had.
Or you can tell me the other way, sir. This for 30s count, the yarn price that you mentioned was 280. So is now 280. So what would that have been in Q2?
In Q2, that must have been about 325 to 330, 335.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press *1. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ajit, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good evening. May I ask my question? Am I audible?
Yes, I can. Kindly proceed.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Dinesh. I have two questions. My first question is regarding your new expansion program, which is the capex cost is, I think, in the range of 900 to 950 crores. So will you be able to just throw some light on the debt drawdown schedule for that particular project, like going forward, what is the debt drawdown schedule?
If you want the quarterly debt drawdown, or you want to know...
How much would have been drawn down until now, and how much is expected over the next one quarter?
As I told in the earlier question, that by 30th of September, the debt drawdowns are about 30 crores only.
Okay.
And in this quarter, and we are expecting to draw down about another 70 to 80 crores.
All right. Okay. So, sir, my related question is that, given that you must have seen various many such cycles over the last 10, 15 years, and obviously you will have some visibility about the demand going forward. So, is there any chance or probability that the management may, you know, go slow or defer the bringing the new capacity on stream? Like, are we staring at a possibility where a big new idle capacity comes in and there may not be strong cash flows to service the debt? Any such possibility? What would be your assessment, sir?
First of all, as you rightly said, we have gone through this kind of cycles in past as well. And the situation which happened in the last 3-4 months was an extraordinary situation. We have never seen that Indian cotton prices are at a premium to international prices by 30 to 35%, and that actually caused the demand destruction. Means the right reason for reduction in demand and whatever has happened and the reduction in the capacity which we are seeing today is because of the extraordinary level. Means of course customers are ready to pay some premium because of the of the quality as well as the service of the Indian spinners, but not to this extent. So this is something extraordinary which we do not expect to repeat next year. Cotton crop is good, and going forward, this kind of situation has happened only partially for a very small point of time in 2011, when the cotton similar kind of situation happened and cotton prices shot up substantially. So of course we are not staring at those kind of levels. Now coming to your second part, that how do we foresee, we are adding substantial capacity, you are very right. And in that capacity, you can see that we are first adding the value-added segment. So value-added segment, which will in turn consume the yarn first. So that is being added first, and then the spinning capacity is going to come on stream. At this point of time, at least, I do not foresee any substantial change in any of our deviation in our plan. We are going ahead with scheduled plan, and we are expecting to be on time. And as far as demand is concerned, we have enough flexibility to change our product in this new project as well. And we can do various kinds of yarn, whole gamut of yarns. We can do cotton yarns as well as blended yarns. In different kinds of products, we will be able to. Even the fancy products will be able to do in this. So, definitely, yes, if the situation is very severely down and we are in for a steep recession, I think we will still be able to manage a reasonable cash flow which could service the debt. So,
okay.
Definitely, the debt cost is very minuscule in terms of the total cost of the project, total cost of the total revenue which we are going to generate out of this.
All right.
That servicing should not be an issue at all going forward.
Okay. Even if we were to assume that the full new capacity comes on stream by September of 2024, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Understood, sir. So my second question is, in this particular quarter, we noticed a trend, like unlike 2 quarters back when, fiber companies were actually cashing in on the uptick in cotton prices and followed by yarn prices. At that time, we saw that the apparel and garment companies were actually bleeding, maybe. But this quarter, the trend shows that, you know, it's like the other way around. Like, for example, companies like CRM and Raymond, I'm just giving an example, because you probably, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you count them as your end customers. So they have come out with very good performance and result. So is it safe to assume that actually the domestic demand is quite robust? Because now going forward, they'll do very well in the second half, assuming that the festive season and the marriage season, comes in the last 2 quarters. So is it safe to assume that the domestic demand is really very robust, but it's only that the fiber companies have unfortunately got caught in a whirlwind of volatile cotton prices. Can we assume it that way? And also, if you could just put things in perspective, what is the real relation? Apparel garment companies are doing well, but yarn companies are doing negative in this particular quarter.
First of all, the domestic facing companies with value addition are doing well. And of course, with the brands attached to it, the names which we have taken have also branded their goods. So, in such segments, you do not reduce prices when your raw material prices, of course, you bring it down slightly, but not to the extent when the prices come down. So, when the prices have gone up in last 1.5 years, they were able to increase their prices not to that extent, but now they are able to maintain their prices when the prices are coming down. So, it's a cycle where they get benefited. And plus, domestic demand is definitely good. I completely agree with you on that part, that domestic demand is doing very well and domestic facing companies are also doing well. And we expect them to continue to do well in the coming time as well. This is definitely there. Secondly, why fiber companies or yarn companies are losing, it is not at all related with the apparel manufacturing companies. It is related with our own dynamics of the cotton prices as well as the international demand. Today, as on today, nearly 30 to 35% of the capacity in the spinning is made for export purpose. Direct or indirect means export, which is being when the garment manufacturing companies, when the Indian companies buy the garment, buy the yarn and export it out, as well as direct exports of yarn itself. So when there is a demand reduction, substantial demand reduction on the export front, that excess capacity is made available for the domestic market. So in my commentary itself, I told that additional capacity which was available actually was to be sold in domestic market and it was pushed in domestic market. That caused the reduction in the market. That is one of the prime reason for reduction in the market. And secondly, why international demand was lower was when the customers saw that prices are falling. If you see the ICE futures have come down from 156 cents to a level of 85-86 cents, a reduction of 40-45%. Customers tend to resist to buy. They want the prices to settle down and then only want to buy. And in the meantime, they are reducing their inventory level. So the reduction in the demand was clubbed together due to less demand plus this falling price. And in turn, the Indian spinners here was pushing off their capacities in the domestic market, which reduced the margins. The relationship rather is the other way, that when the domestic apparel companies are doing well and they have a good demand, the yarn prices should increase in a normal scenario and the demand of the yarn should also be better.
Yes. Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks for the explanation. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet A Securities. Can you proceed?
Yes, sir. Thank you for allowing me to ask another question. So this is a broad question. So what is stopping the domestic cotton prices from falling badly, given that as it is, there is lower yarn demand and the international prices are lower? So why is the domestic cotton price not fallen as much as it should have to get into parity with international prices?
Actually, this is a question which we also want to understand at this point of time, because this is also using most of the industry players. We are expecting that cotton prices should fall substantially, because our cotton prices are definitely higher. So export is ruled out, number one. And our minimum support price is also quite low. So still we are too far off from the minimum support prices. So definitely we are expecting that cotton prices to go down. But the arrivals are not picking up. Main problem today is in the initial month of October, because of a lot of festive season and initial rain in the first 10-15 days, the arrivals have not picked up. Cotton arrivals in the mandis have not picked up. We are expecting it to pick up in next
15-20 days substantially. And once the cotton arrival picks up, definitely prices must fall down. This is the expectation, and hopefully we do not have another year where the cotton projected cotton is not to the extent what it was supposed to be, then it is difficult.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, the management will take one last question. It is from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global. Can we proceed?
Yes, sir. You did mention that 2Q, the yarn that price that we realized was 373 and 30s count was 325 odd. So is it fair to understand that our product mix on the yarn side is like at a 10-15% premium all the time?
Basically, this is not a premium. Basically, we produce different kinds of products. Different kinds of products are being made out of by us. Like in the fine count ranges, we go up to 60s and 80s count. So this price will vary as per the product mixes.
So, but ideally, if one has to, let's assume in a particular year, there could be some, because we make different types of yarn, as you said, in terms of counts, it's not just 30s, it could be 80s and 60s as well. So if we get 30s count price, we should assume that our product profile would be earning more than that. Is that a right assumption?
Yeah, definitely it would be more than that, because we have different product profile, much higher different kind of products being made out. So definitely it will be higher than that. That is, but how much higher? Which I cannot quantify. It depends. Also, we have, as I told you in the initial commentary, that we have cut down on some low margin products which were making lesser margins. So that has also reflected in the average price, because average price then went up accordingly.
Okay. And secondly, this new capacity that we are putting up, presently our capacity, you have mentioned, has a 12% blending facility. So the new one has a higher blending facility, or how is it?
Yeah, of course. Since today, our total capacity, we can do blending in about 20, more than 20. We did blending, blended more than 20%. So this will further increase extension. Means the new facility is completely flexible to do the blends as well. So additional capacity, which is about 30%. Can do 100% blend, can be on the blend as well.
So the whole capacity can be having a blend, you need to say.
Yeah, blend, we can do the blended yarn.
The whole capacity, right? 100% of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra for closing comments.
Am I audible now?
Mr. Chandra, yes, you are audible now.
Sorry. So, sir, very quickly, one thing, we are completely out of time. On the cotton price, international cotton price parity, we are still 10% off. So, in your view, do you think we will go down 10-15% and we will get the parity, or international cotton price will go up with demand recovery in the international market and that way we will get parity? Which possibility do you see more?
How will be both ways?
Okay, but this cotton price is still stagnating 62, 63, currently to 65 can be. So that's where I'm asking.
Exactly. We have the New York futures have gone down in between 270 to 273 cents also, and then bounced back to 85 cents, and from 100 cents we have come down to 94-95 cents. So I think we'll reach somewhere in middle to match the parity. Anyway, we cannot go below MSP, so that is a we do not expect the high futures to go below the MSP level.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you very much, Dinesh sir and Maheshwari sir, for spending your valuable time and providing us this opportunity to host the call. Sir, any final comment before closing?
Yeah, sure. I would like to thank everyone for joining on this call, and I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with our finance team or our investor relations advisor. And thank you once again for taking the time out to join us for the call. And we thank Smith and Mr. Avneesh for hosting this call.
Thank you. On behalf of Smith Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.